Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Hey, hey, beauty pals. It's Carlene and Jill here, your friendly neighborhood beauty editors turned podcasters. And today we're cracking on with another brand new episode. No days off over here.
That's right. Well, we can't leave our audience hanging. They're so loyal to us, so we want to deliver for them. And I do have a challenge to issue to our listeners out there. If you've been listening to the show for a while, but you haven't reviewed us ever, if your name is Jill or your name is Carlene, I want you to go and write us a review. Fellow Jills and Carlenes that are part of our podcast fam, we want to hear from you specifically. Maybe I'll call out other names in future. This could be like Romper Room. Yep. But I want to see if there are any, and this will be a really fun way to see it. So please go over on Apple Podcasts and write us
Jill,
a little review.
Jill, I don't know that you should have picked Carlene that we're going to get. I don't even know that we'll get one review from that. So if your last name is Higgins, hit us up. Hit us up with a review. I love this. This is so fun.
I think that there are more Carlenes out there. Justice for Carlene is okay. What I would say. Okay. And I think that there are more of you than you think. And this is going to be a way to find out.
Okay.
And just, you know, even if you're like one letter off, maybe you're a Charlene, because I know you get called Charlene
a lot.
That's
true. And Darlene. And Darlene.
Unfortunately,
let's start our own
Darlene,
group.
I know.
Hit me up. Hit me up. The Carlenes, the Darlenes, and the Charlenes. We could start a band. Listen, you guys, we have such a fun episode on deck. We honestly had so much fun with our chat, but we're gonna keep you waiting before we're going to tell you what it's all about, because we have to give you a heads up about some fun that we had on other shows where we got to be the guests. We got to be the stars, didn't we, Jill?
So in case you missed it, I know the summer's busy and you might have. We were guests on a couple of podcasts. So earlier in August, we were on the Perfume Room podcast hosted by Emma Vernon. And that episode is where we talked all about the fragrances that beauty editors hoard. We also talked about a few of the most extravagant, over-the-top fragrance press trips that we've been on. We kind of go deep on our whole approach to fragrance. So we had a lot
we
of fun on that show. So we definitely encourage you to check it out if you have not already.
And I got to give you an update, though. We recorded on Emma's podcast. She recorded on ours. So for like 2 to 3 weeks, I was wearing a new perfume every single day. And surprisingly, didn't get a single reaction from anyone, including my husband, which I thought was shocking because I don't normally wear perfume every day. But when we were all done and those episodes wrapped, I was wearing another fragrance that I got nonstop compliments over. Can you guess what it was?
I'm going to guess the Ariana Grande Cloud 2, the intense one.
No, but of all the fragrances I tested, that one surprised me the most because I actually liked that Cloud 1 by Ariana Grande. Totally off brand.
I've been wearing it.
Isn't it good? Shocker. Okay.
I like this 2.0. 2.0.
Okay.
Like.
I don't have that one. Okay. The Sol de Janeiro Brazilian Boom Boom Cream. Every time I wear this one, I get a compliment. Like the Uber driver was like, excuse me, Carlene. He knew my name from the app. He's like, what are you wearing? It's every time.
Oh my God.
Every time.
It is very gourmand and it does have that addictive quality to it. So I can see why people are attracted to it.
And it has that sillage that, you know, it's like you walk in and you do smell it, but people like it. It goes back to like my early days, the Body Shop vanilla. It's like people love vanilla, period. You know?
Yeah.
The guys
and
go
it's
crazy.
It's interesting that you can wear that because I know you are like scent sensitive, but because it's on your leg, it's like you can handle
it. That's it. But hot tip for anyone else, they actually do have a perfume mist. It's like $35 if you want to just wear it as a perfume. Okay. Yeah. I want to tell you guys about another show that we are on for you to tune into for sure. It's a UK-based up-and-coming beauty podcast. It's called Scenes of Beauty, hosted by Chloe McCullough. And her show is all about deeper conversations in beauty. So, you know, if you're interested in that side of things, how we feel about beauty, we chatted all about the reality of beauty journalism, the relationship between the media and consumers and how that's changed over time. Of course, we hit you with some of our personal favorite products right now as well. Go and check it out. We're going to link to both of these shows in our show notes and on our website.
Love that. So, on to today's topic, and it's all about Hollywood, baby. We are looking forward to fall 2022 and sort of inviting some predictions on what's going to happen for red carpet season coming up. So the celebrity treatments, the products that celebs are stealing from their glam squads, who the royals go to, what the housewives are up to, and we needed a very special guest for this.
Today's guest is delivering on that front. We're welcoming Andrea Laventhal. And Andrea was honestly a hoot. Like, we had such a good time. You guys are going to be obsessed with this episode, I think. She is the longtime style and beauty director at People Magazine. She's been there since 2012. And Andrea regularly appears on People TV and national TV shows like Access Hollywood and The Today Show. So yeah, if you're interested in the latest trends and treatments that our celebrities are having done, you know, red carpet season is upon us. The Emmys are September 12th. So let's get ready.
Yeah, all my fingers and toes are crossed to see Harry Styles on these red carpets that are coming up. He's just going to turn it out. And Florence Pugh and this whole like, don't worry, darlings drama. Like, I'm invested in it all as usual. And just because Andrea has been, you know, on the beauty beat for so long, the celebrity beauty beat for so long, she definitely shares some real talk and some tea with us today. So we get the behind the scenes on the interview that she did with J-Lo, which was just the day before J-Lo got married.
Yeah.
And we also get Andrea's predictions for red carpet. Like we mentioned, she sounds off about the one product that all of her editor friends are clamoring for right now, one that we hadn't really heard of before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is there any truth to the fact that onion water is the secret to hella shiny hair? We ask her about that.
Don't forget, we'll link to everything that we discuss over on our website, breakingbeautypodcast.com. Welcome, Andrea. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. So I want to share a little something I've learned in my life, acknowledging that we need some help with our mental health, that we're struggling. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. I've been through it back in the day when I was working at a fashion magazine. I suffered from really bad panic attacks out of nowhere where I could not stand being in elevators, airplanes, subways. It was really scary for me. And I barely talked to anyone about it. I was so worried that they'd think that something was really wrong with me. But when I did start to open up a little bit, I realized that actually a lot of the people around me who I respected and were really successful were going through the exact same thing. And, you know, you don't need to go through it alone. You don't even need to go into a doctor's office in this day and age. BetterHelp Online Therapy offers video, phone, and even live chat-only therapy sessions. You don't even need to see anyone on camera. If you don't want to, you could be in your jammies. Heck yes. I've been doing virtual therapy sessions biweekly for the past 6 months on my own, and it's definitely helped me to come to some key realizations in life, to be a better communicator, to get to the heart of what's going on. And I feel better just knowing that I have support behind me when things do maybe come up, because they always do. That's the way life goes. It's up and it's down and it's carrying on. I like to know that I have a professional to fall back on when that happens. You can try it for yourself. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/beauty. That's betterhelp.com/beauty for 10% off your first month. And now back to the show.
Hello, I'm Ariana Maddox, reality TV star, author, mixologist, and major daydreamer. My show, Earth to Ariana, is where we can all get lost in conversation together. Whether it's the weird things we fangirl over or our trauma and triumphs, we all have a story to tell, including you. We really are all connected, and I can't wait to explore these conversations with you. Every week, we will be putting on our comfiest PJs, circling up with a cocktail, and chatting with fans and friends alike. We might even get a little too comfortable. Check out Earth to Ariana anywhere you listen to podcasts. We release new episodes every week.
So I feel like with my first question, Carlene might kind of kill me because I need to kick it off with a housewives question. The Bravo gods have delivered another major beauty moment. And of course, I'm talking about the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We've only seen photos so far, but the one and only table flipping queen, Teresa Giudice, got married and her hair was honestly something to behold. It was like a mountain of hair. It wasn't an updo. So it made headlines all around the world, even though we haven't seen it on TV yet. And I know people had this whole scoop about it. It was almost like her hair by the numbers. So how many bobby
looking
pins
at it
were
now
in there?
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's how many bobby pins were in there? How many cans of LNAT were used? Do tell.
So I'm pretty sure there are no bobby pins left in the tri-state area because they're all in Teresa's hair still. There's 1,500 was the reported number, which I'm assuming was an estimate, because at what point do you just stop counting and just be like, look, it's all of them. It's all the bobby pins. I'm surprised they didn't find another way to like affix that thing to her head, because it really, a bobby pin doesn't seem like it could handle such a structure.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, okay, I don't watch The Housewives, but I can tell you back from the editorial days that when you would see an updo like that, there would be objects inside. Like there's probably some kind of, you know, bun or a roller that's still in there, or like cans of Diet Coke. I don't know. There's something in there,
a small
that you can't see. Right.
It would have been really epic if there was a bird cage and if at some point they opened it and like doves flew out, like a little bit of performance art, if she really wanted to take it to the next level. But what's so funny is, you know, I think people automatically expect everyone to hate it, right? It's just like so over the top. It's so overdone. It's just so much. It's like jarring. I have to tell you, unpopular, popular, I don't know any more opinion. I loved it for her. And here's why. Did we think Teresa, as the self-appointed queen of New Jersey, as a New Jersey native, I was like, oh, I didn't remember voting for her, but whatever. Guess you don't vote for royalty. You know, did we think she was going to do a soft natural blowout, like a Hailey Bieber bend?
Right.
You know, were we looking for tendrils and a loose updo, or perhaps like a soft ponytail? This is Teresa. She did peak Teresa and then delivered on top of that. It was like, yes, thank you for going there and for not playing it even close to safe and for giving us something so wild to talk about. Like, oh my God, people don't do that. And that's why I actually loved it. I thought, thank you.
I have a question. So yeah. I don't watch a lot of these shows, but the only person who I've been seeing a lot popping up on my TikTok is Bethany Frankel. Mm-hmm. Is she still part of this conversation, or what's up with her? Why am I seeing her all the time?
Well, Bethany is wonderful at making herself part of the conversation, even when she is not on The Housewives, which is the current, she hasn't been a cast member in a while, but yet she's very good at making sure her name stays in the headlines. And her most recent way to do that is via these TikTok beauty reviews. And I started watching them and I'm like, you know what, Bethany, this is why you actually are a genius and why you made it to where you are. These are so Bethany. And if you like her, then you will love these reviews. They're, again, authentic. her whole thing is she's unpaid. You know, she's not sponsored. She's not like a traditional influencer. She has tons of money, but she buys drugstore and, you know, high-end product. And if she doesn't like something, she says it. She's not nasty. She says it's not at the level. And that catchphrase, she even came up with a great catchphrase, not at the level. And the people watching it, they're going crazy. The comments are actually the best part of her videos. One was,
definitely.
I wrote, took a note here. You're kind of like Judge Judy for makeup.
Ooh.
I mean, that's high praise. Judge Judy's
100%.
A treasure. Also, fun fact, both Judge Judy and Bethany Frankel live where I do. So I'm looking for a little summit to happen where we could all just
dinner party. Dinner party.
Yeah. But Bethany has people's trust. And they really, one person I saw was like, I trust you more than our government, which fair.
Wow.
and she's funny and she's entertaining. Yep. And at first I was like, oh, of course she's going to review Kim Kardashian's line and slam it because she knows that's going to make headlines. But when I actually watched the video, she didn't do it in a nasty way. It was very much like, this just isn't functional for me. But I'm sure it's very luxurious, if not overpriced. But she said all beauty is overpriced. And she's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is right. I just think she's very savvy as a business person. And I'm saying it here now, predictions. She's not investing this much time into all of these TikToks and going out and buying these products or getting these products sent to her vanity or get her assistant to get them without something up her sleeve. Skinny girl skincare, I could see it. You know
so
what
she
I mean?
Did.
She's building all this trust.
She did have a beauty line for a short time. Mm-hmm. And what's funny about, I was reading the comments or someone was like, I remember you had a tinted moisturizer. It was terrible. And then the next commenter was like, I loved it. It was amazing, Bethany. Bring it back. Love you. So that's social media for you for every, like, I hate you. This is terrible. Everything you do is terrible. There's like, I stan you. You're my queen. So confusing. Also, I think it would be a mistake for her to go into beauty. I do. I know it's tempting. Everyone wants a piece of beauty right now. And I'm sure we're going to get to that with the celebrity beauty brands. But I think when she launched Skinny Girl Lunch Meats, there was a Skinny Girl Salami, I believe, at one point in the grocery store. I feel like getting too far out of your lane is getting too far out of your lane. You're really good at what you're good at. And these videos are a delight. Don't lean in too far that you fall over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
That's great advice.
So we need to know, like, I think this is the time of year, Andrea, where celebrities have been on yachts all summer. They've been having fun and maybe, you know, not in for the regular highlights appointment, not seeing their regular skin gurus. So who are they calling right now? Who is the person who's the most difficult to book if you want your face to look snatched, stat? We know about the beauty sandwich, Ivan Pohl, Joanna Czech. Is there anyone else that has been sort of like a name that you've been hearing a lot?
Well, I wanted to give you guys like a brand new name you haven't heard so I could sound really like informed, but then I realized you had her on the podcast recently, and that's Sophie Pavitt. So you guys are right on the curve. But I do think it still is those same names, the Shani Dardens, Joanna Vargas, Joanna Czech. There is one, she's not necessarily so much celeb focused, but if anyone's ever in the Palm Beach area, you can get a time with Tammy Fender. She's always on my must-see facialist list, a little bit more off the grid in terms of Hollywood. But I'm telling you, anyone with money, celebrity or otherwise, who's in Palm Beach wants to see her. So it's like these names. And I do think Martha Stewart has brought back Mario Badescu, like not a very fancy, hard to get into place. But you look at Martha on those Instagram photos, she looks beautiful. And her devotion to, I mean, I think it's 30 plus years to Mario Badescu, which, you know, is right here in Manhattan and anybody could go and it's really no frills. Yeah. So I love that.
That and a little plastic surgery, though. Let's be real.
I think it's like most celebrities, it's all just drinking water and
hanging
out in the garden and eating healthy and, you know, meditating.
True.
Yeah.
So what about the newest, you know, cult favorite skincare brands or products that celebrities are all swearing by now? You know, it used to be the P50 lotion. Every single person, that was their secret. of what they could do to maintain those results at home. Is there one product that like everybody's ooing and aahing over now?
Well, in the celebrity space, it's hard to say because it seems as if every single celebrity has their own skincare line and would tell you they're using something from their own line. Mm-hmm. In terms of beauty editor world, I think what everyone's very excited about is the eighth day serum. And I have yet to get my hands on it because it keeps selling out. But that I was reading up again on it last night just to remind myself of what I'm missing. And I do say the hype sounds real around it. And I want to get, have you guys tried it yet?
I feel like I've tried the, isn't there another product that they launched with? Was there a cleanser?
There may have been. I've only heard about the serum.
Okay.
And it's, you know, the synthetic bioidentical peptides and growth factors and amino acids that it's supposed to deliver the same effects as PRP. I don't know. Okay. People seem to think it's legit. So
I think I might have that in my drawer of stuff that I haven't tried.
Why aren't you drinking it?
Months. It's true.
Put a straw in that bottle and get into it.
Okay. I think I might have it, but now you've encouraged me. This is going to be something that I'm going to test and try. Okay. Awesome.
I just Googled it, everybody. It is founded by a dermatologist, Dr. Anthony Nakhla. I hope I'm saying that correctly. N-A-K-H-L-A.
Yeah. Okay. In Orange County, which is definitely known for their natural beauty. Sorry, no shade to Orange County. I'm just going based off of Real Housewives. Because that's my reference for all things the United States.
Very au natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. give me the topical PRP. Okay.
Right. So I would like to try that. I think like, you know, you hear about these products and you wonder, are they worth the hype? And sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes it's no, but this one does sound legit. So I'll keep you posted on my experience once I finally get my hands on it.
And now a shopping break in partnership with our friends at Macy's. So earlier in today's episode, we told you about a special pod swap that we did with Emma Vernon of the Perfume Room podcast, where between the two shows, we reviewed TikTok's viral scents and we told you about the top fragrances that beauty editors like us love to stock on our personal top shelves. Well, now I want to tell you about a sale where you can buy some of those scents at a discount for a limited time only. I love Designer for a Deal, so I'm happy to share all of my secrets. It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event, happening from August 25th to August 28th only. That's this week, where you can get 15% off all beauty items, including perfumes, your favorite makeup, and skincare. Plus, 25% off regular sale and clearance items, from clothing, shoes, and handbags to home decor, and even appliances. I mean, it's time to do that back to school shopping. So I know myself and my family, we're all shopping for sneakers, new jeans, backpacks. Anyone's dishwasher on the fritz? I feel like there's always a dishwasher on the fritz somewhere. All of that 25% off. So that's a big savings. Everything you need to get clean, cozy, and smell fantastic while saving you money this fall. It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event, happening August 25th to August 28th only in stores and online. Check out Macy's.com, Macy's.com. And now back to our guest.
Pinch Us Clinique is supporting our show this week. Very excited. So here's a fall prediction. I think the 5-minute face is about to make a big comeback because back in the day in magazines, you couldn't open one without seeing a tutorial for a 5-minute face. And I think with so many of us heading back to work and to school, we're just a little bit rusty about getting out the door and looking pulled together in the morning. So I think the 5-minute face is going to be the saving grace when you want to look pulled together pronto. And I think I've got the star of any 5-minute face routine. Meet Clinique's first foundation designed to be the last step in your skincare routine. The Even Better Clinical Serum Foundation is formulated with 3 serum technologies that visibly reduce dark spots, brighten, and hydrate skin. So calling this product a foundation, it really doesn't do it justice because it does so much more than that. It's a breakthrough clinical foundation with an oil-free formula that includes hyaluronic acid, salicylic acid, vitamin C, and UP302, which is their proprietary brightening molecule. So all of that together is going to help your skin look great now and over time. So it's a satin matte finish formula, and it feels really lightweight, but it is medium to full coverage. You look really flawless. I find the fastest way to get it on is with a damp beauty sponge. I start in the center of my face, and I work out toward the jawline and the hairline. I find the coverage really lasts, and the Even Better Clinical Serum Foundation comes in 42 shades. So don't call it makeup. This is skincare in just your shade. Find your shade today at Clinique.com. We'll link to this in our show notes and on our website. Now back to our interview. What about celebrity beauty lines? We touched on it a little bit. I mean, I think like there have been some big success stories. And then I think there's a lot of brands that are like, they kind of launched and then they went away. Like I noticed Lauren Conrad's launch came and went really quick. And then, you know, some people just eye roll at the whole notion now, like they're just over it. But I'm curious. It doesn't seem to be slowing down despite all of that. So I'm curious, are we expecting anything new? And I know that Halsey just expanded her About Face line with a diffusion line that's exclusive at Walmart and everything is less than $10. And to be honest, I think that's the smartest move yet from a celebrity brand because everybody's looking for cost-effective, fun makeup and they don't want to necessarily use Maybelline or CoverGirl. So are there any other celebrity brand moves that are on your radar that might surprise people?
So I feel like I get pitched a celebrity beauty line. Like I get the NDA sent to me with the embargo, with the like, if you, you know, swear on your firstborn, we'll tell you which celebrity is launching a product. And then they tell me and I'm like, really? Really? But isn't she the face of, or wasn't she? Because I remember going to the launch, or she doesn't wear makeup. I'm like, all right, here we are. And then I have a meeting with said celebrity. Maybe it's a group Zoom with a bunch of beauty editors, or if I'm lucky, it's a one-on-one. And they do tend to say the same thing. You know, I've tried everything and I just couldn't find anything that was what I was looking for. There was a white space for something that's clean, you know, sustainable, effective.
A number of times.
And looks good on my vanity. And I'm like, that's what she just told me. And it's hard, right? Like, I get it. They want to expand their brand. This is lucrative. They do have access to really great products and really great pros. But when a celebrity looks at me and says, I couldn't find moisturizer that was right for me, I think, really? How hard were you looking? You know, because the amount of moisturizers sitting on my desk at this moment, I feel like I could find a few for you, but I get it. So I was skeptical when, let's say, Scarlett Johansson launched the Outset. I will go on record. I was like, oh, that's an interesting move. I haven't heard her talk much about beauty. She's not known for being a beauty gal. She doesn't have social media, so I don't really know what or why. And I did a lot of research on it, and I happened to interview her last week, finally, one-on-one, about the line. And I walked away very impressed with her dedication, her knowledge, her passion to her brand. And I did start using the Micellar cleanser before meeting with her, and it was excellent. And I felt like I kind of had to eat my words a little bit because it really was a superior cleanser. It's just a cleanser, but it's a really nice cleanser. And she gave me a bunch of new stuff that's coming out to try, and I will try it. She won me over. So
They've gotten wise, though. They work with dermatologists now, and a lot of times, you know, I'm not saying Scarlett Johansson, but a lot of these brands are now backed by like Sephora's Incubate, like all of that. So they're going to be really good products. Did they actually have anything to do with that though? Probably not. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah. She was like, you know, this was 5 years of research. I did not white label it. You know, a lot of great chemists came to me with pre-made, you know, lines that I could have just put my name on, and I chose to go the other route and create it myself. She partnered with Kate Foster, who's very well known and respected in the industry. So I do think she did it correctly in that it's something she really does believe in and seems passionate about, and like she really educated herself.
Well, I think we should talk about J-Lo. I think the latest is the naked photo shoot that she did around her 53rd birthday. Let's talk about that body. And she looks fantastic. She does. There's no question. Do you have any idea what she's doing? Like, we know she's doing fitness, obviously. It used to be Tracy Anderson. I still have friends who are doing Tracy Anderson. Their arms get cut. What's the latest? What is everyone doing?
That's so funny. I was just talking about Tracy Anderson the other day, and someone was like, I love it. I know it's psychotic. I love it, and I see results. J-Lo, so, okay, fun fact, total flex, hair flip moment, so I can impress you guys. I interviewed J-Lo the Friday before she got married on Saturday.
Wow. Wow.
I know. Is it at the top of my resume? It is. Do I want it mentioned at my funeral? Sure. Make sure it gets out there. So I did a call with her. I had the exclusive on the launch of her Booty Bomb. And I was nervous to interview her. I've interviewed her before. I've done a group Zoom with her. She's very lovely. But, you know, I wanted to make sure I got a good, well-rounded story for people that wasn't just about the beauty product. And anyway, so I'm on the phone with her and I'm, you know, asking her all about firming creams and what's her experience in the past. I'm basically like, don't you think they're bullshit? Right? Like, can we both look at each other? Well, we couldn't look at each other, but can we both agree, Jenny, that firming creams, at least in the past, were not really like effective. And she kind of said, yeah, but this one clinically proven. And she worked with these amazing scientists and she has this whole team and whatever. So she, you know, we talked about that for a while. She told me how she feels the most beautiful at home without any makeup or hair with Ben. He loves her that way. I was like, this is gold. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. She talked about, oh, so of course I asked her about, you know, you're 53. She had just turned 53. And I said, does 53 look and feel the way you thought it would, right? Like 53 sounds high. When you're young, you're like 53, oh my God. But then you look at J-Lo and you're like, 53 is kind of amazing. So she did the whole like, I feel better than I ever feel and I'm confident and whatever. But she said, and I think if we read between the lines, there's a lesson here. She has to keep to her routine. That's when she feels her best, is when she is eating healthy. She said, taking her supplements, doing her skincare, getting enough sleep. She said, saying her affirmations. Now, she didn't share what those affirmations are, but I'm sure they're very important if that's what she looks like. And that's part of the routine. And it just reminds me that, like, it's maintenance. It's really hard work for her. It is a full-time job. And so when you ask me, like, what does J-Lo do? I feel like it's, what does J-Lo not do?
Totally.
She probably doesn't drink ever. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've heard. She probably doesn't eat what, you know, we would want to eat. Like, she's just, she's not doing a lot of stuff so she can look like that. And she's doing it often or not doing it often. Now I'm confusing myself with my own. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, she does everything to the top level. You can tell she's like a perfectionist and a pro. She's super disciplined. So you know that she's bringing that to her everyday routine in her everyday life. Absolutely. I believe that. And by the way, I just have to say, I watched a YouTube clip of her doing a talk show. I can't remember if it was with Oprah or somebody else where she talked about her affirmations and she said some of them out loud. And it was honestly so powerful. I actually sent it to my friend who is like going through cancer. And I was like, you need to do these in the shower. Like, even if you don't believe it, it was like, you got to find that clip and watch it. If anybody who's into like,
see, even her affirmations are better than the average affirmation. Like, she works even harder at her affirmations because she's J-Lo and she has to, and we hold her to a J-Lo standard. So she's got to do whatever workout, whatever diet, whatever affirmation, skincare, it has to be consistent and it has to be really like hard. And my last question for her in the interview was, what are you most looking forward to right now? Mind you, again, this was like 24 hours before she got married. And she was like, oh, we have some fun plans with the kids this summer. And I've been back in the studio feeling more inspired and creative than ever. And I'm just like really loving that. And I was like, great. Have a good weekend. Thank you so much. Can you believe she didn't tell me?
Nice.
So rude.
Well, That's amazing. And we need to ask you about Demi Moore as well. I don't know if you have an inside scoop on why she looks so hashtag damn good, like we say around here. She's turning 60.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she just looks phenomenal. Like whatever work she's having done, it's very subtle. Carlene always talks about like her long hair too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have any insights on what she does for her hair? Like it's got to be extensions.
Or her face or anything. Yeah. What's the intel?
Head to toe. Tell us.
So Brittany on my team recently got to interview her for her Andy swimwear line. Okay. So we asked her all the questions appropriate so we can not, you know, break every relationship we have in Hollywood by being like, but really, what do you do to your face? So she said to us, I screenshotted the interview. I've done everything to my hair. I've shaved it. I've dyed it. I had a bob. When I'm not working, I try to do as little as possible. It's stressful even having someone touch it. If I don't have anywhere to go, I don't put heat on it. I just let it do its thing and I don't wash it too often. Okay. So you know what that tells me, guys? She was just blessed with great genes and great hair. She could wash it every single day with Dawn, and I bet you it would still look pretty damn good. It's just her hair.
So they're not extensions.
No.
They're not extensions?
I really don't think it is. I think probably when she does like a red carpet appearance, maybe she puts in some pieces. She told us she gets dustings. She said it comes from the inside out. You have to eat well, all the things. And then in terms of products, she said she likes Kevin Murphy's Hydrate Me Rinse because it's, you know, conditioning, but not too heavy. And that was really it. So it really leads me to believe it's like the Kyle Richards for a long time. It's like, I don't know. I just washed my hair in Pantene. I think it's because she has good hair.
Yeah.
And I do have a friend like that that has Demi Moore's exact hair texture and type, and it's down to her ass, and it has been that way pretty much her entire life. And it never looks busted or anything.
No.
It just always looks shiny and good.
I think we all get our thing, you know, we all get something, and she got more than something, but she got a little more than the rest of us. But her hair is definitely a wonder.
Yeah. I just love that she doesn't pay attention to like that age appropriate. You know what I mean? Like I literally got asked by a 30-year-old the other day. I don't know what's age appropriate to wear anymore. And I'm sitting there like
it's so outdated.
In my mid 40s and I'm wearing cut off jean shorts and, you know, a tank top. And I'm just like, huh? I don't even know what that is.
I just love
just an ageist way of thinking. If you really think about it, it's like when you hit a certain age, you should be more buttoned up.
You shouldn't have
all this fun with fashion. You should be more formal or more professional or more mumsy. It's like there's actually so many meanings behind it that are just not cool. It's like you should be winding down your life now.
I think for me, the older I've gotten, there are certain things that I don't feel good in anymore or feel like I look good because my face has changed or my body's changed or like just my vibe, right? Like what I like. But I don't do it because I'm like, I'm too old to wear this. It's just like, I don't feel comfortable. Like I just stopped recently. I realized this summer, maybe even last summer, wearing bikinis. Nobody said to me, you're too old to wear a bikini. Like I think I would probably look fine and no one's going to be talking about it. But it just... I didn't feel confident anymore. I feel better in a one piece. And it was a weird thing to realize, but I realized it was just because that's how I felt. You know, there wasn't look at Helen Mirren, look at Demi Moore, look at a million other women in their 60s, 70s who rock a bikini and look great. As long as you feel good, go for it. I didn't feel good in it anymore.
Hold that thought. Want to share a word in partnership with ZocDoc. So have you seen that meme on social media about the two types of people in the world? Those that look at the menu before they go out to dinner and those that don't. I have to say when I'm traveling, I am in the camp that looks at the menu. I also take it one step further. I read the reviews because I need to know, is there a secret menu item that I should order? Like the reviews always tell you what's up. And in the same way that I think reviews can save the day from having a bad meal on holiday, I think ZocDoc can save the day too. If you're not familiar, ZocDoc just makes all kinds of sense for our friends in the US. With ZocDoc, you see real, verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. So ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun. So if you want to get moles checked, they have you covered, fix your achy back, straighten those teeth. It's all on ZocDoc. You search, find, and book doctors just with a few taps, and you can read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. And now when you walk in that doctor's office, you're all set to see someone in your network who gets you. So go to ZocDoc.com, find the doctor that's right for you, and book an appointment in person or remotely that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc. It's a go-to whenever you need to book a quality doctor. So exciting news, we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Go to ZocDoc.com/breaking and download the ZocDoc app for free. And then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/breaking. ZocDoc.com/breaking.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Bombas. Bombas's mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you're also giving to someone in need. For my daughter and I, we're gearing up for back to school shopping. But before we even hit the mall for some cargo pants, you know, we got to start with the basics, which I got a head start on right at home. I'm talking about underwear. I just got my order in a couple of weeks ago. I had ordered the women's ribbed seamless hipster 3-pack. So I got a tie-dye pair and a gray pair and basic black. I've now worn them a few times and I can tell you that this style, it's super lightweight, breathable. It feels like I'm not wearing any underwear at all, which I kind of love. They're also seamless, so less visible panty lines when I'm wearing my tight mom jeans. But I also like that Bombas has underwear for the whole family. So they have kids and for the dads out there, they also have socks and basic t-shirts. So I can stock up on everybody's, you know, intimates all at once. And I'll be honest, I don't darn my socks. You know, those people who sew up the holes. I just, you know, I'm lazy slash busy. I'm not out here sewing. But what I really like about Bombas is when I am stocking up and buying new socks and underwear, they do double duty. They donate a pair of socks, a t-shirt, a pair of underwear to homeless shelters for every single one that I buy. In fact, Bombas customers just like me have helped donate over 50 million items of this essential clothing. And if that weren't enough incentive, we have a promo code for you guys to try Bombas for yourself. Go to bombas.com/beauty and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/beauty for 20% off. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog, bombas.com/beauty.
Okay, so we need to get back to hair and hair hacks. And Cardi B kind of blew up the internet this week when she talked about using boiled onion water in her hair care routine to give it shine. I mean, obviously this went viral. I saw it on every news platform, celeb news platform. So what do you think?
I'm going to admit, I had to look it up because I didn't want to just be like, of course, that's silly and it doesn't do anything. Yeah. It turns out onions are anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial. So there is a link that it could help you grow your hair, like to stimulate the hair follicles and encourage hair growth. It's a natural antiseptic. However, is this the way we want to do it? Are we really wanting to boil onions and put the juice on our head? I feel like there's enough good product out there where that's one time I'd say, you don't have to do it at home. You can't make as good. Just buy it, maybe. That's a tough
app. I also like to point out that the after photo that she put, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say it was definitely filtered. So you don't really know what
it was, very styled. Is.
And I was like, maybe if I had an assistant to cut up all the onions for me and also boil, and then I just have to put the water in, maybe you could
like
go that
the whole
route,
process just feels like a lot to go through when you could just buy a product like onions, boiling onions. Wow.
There was some kind of onion skin trick.
Yes, that it was an onion water skin. People were drinking onion water as well.
Yeah, that was another TikTok thing for the same reason, those same qualities. So maybe there's something to it, guys. Just give me some of that hell of a dip with some chips and it's good for me. So we can't wrap up our talk about celebrity beauty without touching on the royals. Mm-hmm. You know, this is big. People are into the royals. So we recently had Meghan Markle's makeup artist Daniel Martin on the show.
Isn't he a doll?
He is. Yeah. He's a doll. He really is. He had so many great tricks. People loved that episode. So tell us something we don't know about Kate or Meghan's beauty secrets. And I'm also curious, this is my backup question. What do people search the most on your site about the royals? I want to know what people are obsessed with.
Thank God we have an incredible royals expert on staff. Her name's Michelle Tauber. Shout out, because I had to go to her because, listen, I'm a beauty expert, but she's the royals expert. And in that Venn diagram, I'm not getting my part wrong. So I asked her and she said, okay, Kate does her own makeup, but does everyone know that? And I think some people do, but I do think it's interesting that she still does her own makeup, right? Yeah. Royal protocol dictates that she only wear nude, neutral nail polish.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh yeah, there's a color, I feel like.
And she sometimes wears a hairnet that you can see if you zoom in on her photos, on her updos. Okay, I'm good. I'm dropping some serious stuff. She said, Megan's beauty secrets are harder because Daniel is so great about sharing. And I do think that's another thing that's like so cool about that section of the Royals, at the risk of being controversial, is that Megan allows him to share that information and not gatekeep it, which is great because everyone should hear from Daniel. And then she said, as for what people search most, it's the order of succession. Everyone always wants to know who comes next in line.
Yeah. They're like, when is Lilibet getting the throne?
Right.
We need her.
Right. And the answer is
ascend.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah. The answer is
I'm curious who does their skin, you know, like their skin and their facials and stuff, which I'm sure like all of those people have to sign major NDAs, but like, you know.
I know Sarah Chapman, a facialist in London, has done Megan. I was in London earlier this summer and I went to her new clinic location thinking, this is always happens. I'm sure you guys have experienced this as beauty editors in the past. You go thinking you're getting one thing and you get there and you're like, oh, it's totally different. So in this case, I like thought I was getting a full facial, but they have this like those chairs sort of in the back area of the store on the main floor where like you just lay back and people who walk in can see your feet and they just sort of do like a zhuzh, like a skin zhuzh right there. So
like a 20-minute kind of thing.
But Sarah Chapman, she's like a go-to in London for at least I know for Meghan Markle. And her products were wonderful. And I want to go back and this time book a full facial. So I know what I'm doing. So yeah, she's a good one.
Right. Okay. And I know we're a little tight on time, but I'm going to squeeze in these last couple. Any other celebrity beauty looks that you think will be newly trending for fall? Like something we haven't covered just yet?
Well, I did... This isn't beauty looks, but treatments, like in-office procedures. I gave a text over to Dr. Dende Engelman, who's my favorite on-call dermatologist, who probably regrets the day she gave me her cell phone number because I sent her pictures of rashes, zits, my kids' rashes. I text her random questions. Like, she's very much a cosmetic dermatologist, but that doesn't stop me from asking her about, like, strep throat or whatever. Anyway, I asked her what the big non-invasive surgical procedures are right now in Hollywood, and here's what she told me. Glacial RX for age spots, sunspots, and to brighten the skin. It freezes the melanin and cools the skin. It feels very refreshing. So I just picture it like freezing those brown spots right off your face, and then they fall on the ground. AviClear, which is the first and only FDA-cleared energy device for the treatment of mild to severe acne, which is very exciting. And then she said radio frequency microneedling is still really, really big. And then she told me about something called TriLift, which is like N-Sculpt for the face. So it's a facial stimulation device that targets structure, contour, and skin texture. It goes really deep into the muscles, the dermal layer, and the epidermal layer. And to which I responded to the text with, when can I come in for all of these? And I do them layered. Can we do it all?
Love it. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Andrea, for all of your tips and all of your inside scoop on celebrities. We love this and we're looking forward to the fall and seeing all of your predictions come true.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix.
Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.